And Mayor Kelleher, it was a very busy meeting, a lot of business conducted, but of course the headline revolves around the North Platte Rec Center.
That's correct, and I would just like to state that there was enough rain to cause me to have to go through the car wash at some point today.
Well, hey, that's all right.
That's a good. It might have been the wind, too. I don't know.
But, Mayor Kelleher, if you wash your car today, that's almost a guarantee that we're going to get more rain.
Okay, I'll get over there right after we're done here.
Yeah, yeah. So if that's all that it takes,
that's
the
right.
Sacrifice that you're willing to make.
That's right. It's an easy $12.
All right, how's your week going so far, Mayor Kelleher?
Well, you know, like you said, it's been a little busy.
Just a little bit?
Yes. I think we had a marathon public meeting. In the meeting last night.
Oh, my
goodness. We had,
yes.
I think, more public hearings last night in any one meeting than we've probably had since my terms in office. I'm sure there's probably been more in the past, but there was quite a few last night.
Yeah. In recent history, that would take the cake for the most public hearings last night.
Yeah, that's right. We had a number of minor property changes, alley vacates, and you know that sort of thing. Just things that would fall into kind of the routine class.
It was relatively routine in nature, items that don't spark a lot of controversy, but very important items to tackle nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. We did have one kind of interesting one out on the rezoning the property on Phillip and Newberry, and that was primarily to have a digital sign put out there.
Yes, yeah. This is kind of cool. This is kind of cool. It's something different, something unique.
Yep, so it'll be nice to have another big sign in our territory. And then, of course, we had CDGB grants and community block grants, for one for planning in conjunction with the county and potentially some villages. And we sort of lumped a lot of different planning efforts all into one in order to gain the best economy of scale.
Sure.
So that we could do the required planning that we have to do, some planning, and it has to do with the being able to apply for the various ARPA grants, and also just updating the city and the counties as well, the comprehensive plans. The last time the cities was updated was 2011, and I think the counties was in a similar time frame.
It was about 10 years, or no, it's been a little over 10 years since
this,
counties was updated as well. We were talking to Commissioner Bruns about this yesterday as chairman of the Lincoln County Commissioners, and great partnership. This is another example of how our city government works so well with our county government, and in this case, it makes sense. It's to the benefit of the taxpayers of the city and the county.
That is correct. It saves everyone some money, and it's good to have a plan. I mean, really, because you kind of need to know what areas you want to try to develop and things like that. And once there's a lot of misunderstanding around these plans in some cases as they occur, because there's a lot of public input around them. And, you know, sometimes people's land get identified in the plan as something that might be industrial someday. Well, it's just this might be industrial someday. That's all it really means. Even though it might be ranch land today or farmland or something like that, it doesn't mean that we're going to convert it to industrial land next week. It just means that at some point in the future, this is likely spot for industrial development. That's all. That's all that those things mean. So.
And, you know, this partnership and everything that working together with planning and zoning makes even more sense when you realize that the wonderful Judy Clark is the planning and zoning administration for not only the city, but for the county as well. What a wonderful job she does.
It also and Judy does a fantastic job. There's no question. As Councilman Lucas sort of spoke on this a little bit last night, but the whole planning effort gives our community an opportunity to set up areas that will be favorable to incoming industry or any sort of development based on the infrastructure in that area. So we, as you're aware, we have a industrial park out south of town that's kind of near the Walmart DC out there. So there's a certain set of roads out there that are largely beneficial to industry that want to develop, similar to what we were trying to do in near Hershey in the rail park.
Yes.
You know, and you set up areas that are favorable to industry and development, and guess what? People that want to do industry and development will come there.
Yep.
If they have to start from scratch in every area, they're less likely to come into one of those or our community. They'll go somewhere where the people have thought out, oh, yes, let's build an area that has the right infrastructure for development, and people will come.
Yeah. We've had Mr. Pearson talk about this before. If you've got the shovel-ready projects, you've got the infrastructure, you've got the road built, you've got utilities to this area, it's more likely we're going to get some of these businesses in.
Exactly. And that's why we need to plan. We need to plan to, over time, set those areas up so that more people will come in. That's the idea behind the planning primarily. It also works that way for housing, too, because you want to develop housing in the most favorable parts of your community, different types of housing, and you want to try to redevelop areas that maybe haven't been developed very well.
Yes, absolutely.
That's right.
Before we talk about the rec center, Mayor Kelleher, anything else from the meeting last night you wanted to bring up separate from the rec?
There was one other CDGB grant mentioned as for improvements on 9th Street. Total cost of that project is about $2.9 million estimated, and the CDBG grant is for $425,000 that we're applying for. That's the maximum level that you can apply for a CDGB grant. So we're hoping we get that grant to lessen the burden on the taxpayers a little bit. But
With the exception of the rec center and with those grants, everything on the agenda last night was relatively routine in nature, like we talked about previously with Mayor Kelleher. A lot of conversation on zoning and planning, too, last night. We kept Ms. Clark very busy.
Yes, I think she got her steps in coming back and forth up to the microphone and back.
But she's always so well-prepared and so very well-spoken, too. She does a great job. I'm always fascinated with Mrs. Clark and the great job that she does at putting it in layman's terms so that the public and the general public can understand for those that aren't heavily involved in zoning and planning.
Yes, that is a special skill to try to be able to relate the somewhat technical nature of zoning and planning down to what anyone would be able to understand. There's no question. And Judy's very good at it.
Yeah, we're blessed to have her, that's for sure, for the county and for the city. Mm-hmm. Again, we have North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us to recap last night's North Platte City Council meeting. And of course, Mayor Kelleher, the primary conversation last night to kick off the meeting was held on the discussion of the North Platte Rec Center, specifically to have the half-cent sales tax increase be placed on the November ballot to fund the rec center. And in your graciousness and your open transparency that you've really preached in your term here as mayor, Mr. Kelleher, you've done a great job at allowing the public to have their voices heard at the city council chambers. And that was in effect last night, even though this item was not technically a public hearing.
That is correct. And I feel that any big deal for the community needs to have some input, and even if it's not necessary. Of course, the item before the council last night had to do with a resolution for the half-cent sales tax that would theoretically pay for the rec center, and putting that half-cent sales tax on the ballot was really the item on the agenda last night.
Yes.
And of course, you can't really talk about that issue without talking about what it's going to be used for, what the half-cent sales tax would be used for. And of course, that was the rec center. So I did ask that folks kind of steer their discussion towards the half-cent sales tax. But as you might imagine, most of the conversation was about the rec center itself and the need to upgrade and or change it.
Yeah, it was still very relevant. I thought folks did a good job at staying on task for the most part.
For the most part, yes, that's true.
Mayor Kelleher, before we got to the public testimony, too, that you were gracious to open up, we had some facts presented to the public on this. You had a great amount of information along with our wonderful city administrator, Lane Grosseth, presenting the facts on this. Also had Megan McGowan speak before we opened up the public hearing as well on behalf of this project as one of the co-chairs of the Alliance for Wellness and Recreation here in the city.
That's correct. We also had the finance leader, Don Miller, speak a little bit on the bonds, and she's kind of jumped in there for a moment. But there was quite a bit of data that was laid out there. As you know, I'm kind of a data person, so I like to get the facts out. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I spent a little time. We had the opportunity to travel to Lincoln and back on Monday. So as we were driving one direction or the other, she was looking at social media, and we sort of compiled some common questions that and we tried to make sure that in the various presentations that those questions were addressed or answered.
Made the time go by pretty fast on the road, I'm sure. Kind of a fun activity to do.
I don't know if you asked Terry if she would tell you it was fun, but I enjoyed it.
Made the time go by,
exactly,
at least,
and
to the benefit of the city, most of all.
That's correct. And one of the common questions that it asks is how long would this bond go on, mm-hmm. or the sales tax, excuse me, how long
legitimate
would the sales
concern.
Tax go on, and what would the total payment be? Both extremely good questions, and everyone involved who would be voting on this issue needs to know those two facts. There's no question about it. And as planned, I can give you the quick answer. Of course, the total amount paid would depend a little bit on what the interest rate in the bond is, but based on what bonds are going for today, the total amount paid would be somewhere between $87 and $93 million.
Okay.
For the life of the bond. Now the bond would be for $52.5 million. That would be the revenue from the bond, but the total payment over time, just like when you buy a car, you pay interest on your car loan and you pay more back than you paid for the vehicle. Same principle on the bonds. And the sales tax would continue as long as the bond has a balance. Okay. So we estimated that it would be paid off in somewhere between 18 and 20 years based on sales tax revenues. Because the way this process would work is if the public were to approve that half-cent sales tax increase, all of the revenue from that half-cent sales tax would go directly to paying the bond off.
Okay.
So if in, you know, if 1 year the bond payment is $3 million and, mm-hmm. and the half-cent sales tax yielded $3.1 million, the entire $3.1 million would go into paying the bond off faster. So that's okay. why it's a variable year as to how long it would take.
Sure.
Because we assume that in some years we would be able to overpay.
Yeah.
And therefore shorten the time frame. But you can't assume that that will go on forever, so we have to average it out over time.
Kind of have to, yeah. Play it by ear, worst case scenario, a little bit in there too, and then we hope for the best, shoot for the stars and paying it off.
Exactly. And then, you know, there were some other relevant facts. One of the important facts that a couple different people brought up was the fact that sales tax in North Platte, there's somewhere around 25%, or we think a little more, but we can really only prove about 25% mm-hmm. of the sales tax generated in the North Platte area is actually paid for by people visiting the community. So they come here to shop, or they stop on the interstate and purchase food and drink and
sure.
gas and that sort of thing. And so when you think about building a building and, you know, people from outside your community would pay for 25% of it, in one sense of the word, it drops the cost by 25%.
Yeah.
It isn't really. It just means who's paying for it is
yes.
someone else.
And that's a conservative estimate as well, because mm-hmm. that's, we're going based off the numbers we have present at the time, but mm-hmm. more than likely that's a very conservative estimate that we could put much higher.
It could go up. We've heard estimates that are higher than that. However, I said, let's stick with what we can prove.
Sure.
Because that's the fact.
Yep.
And I like to try to stick to the facts.
Yep.
So that's why we've been
everything
saying,
else is icing on the cake.
Right, right. That's why I've been saying 25%. The other thing that is near and dear to my heart, and my own mother asked me to look this up and figure out what it is. She said, how much would this half-cent sales tax affect the average person's income?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a number of people in our community who are on stationary incomes, or,
sure.
or that they have a static income because of Social Security or whatever system they may or retirement.
We're all feeling the pinch in today's world.
Exactly. And so she said, what would this really do for people? And it's actually kind of the answer to that question is a little hard because, of course, people have different spending habits.
Sure. It varies.
It does. And if you're someone who spends a lot of money, say, eating out, your sales tax contribution is higher than someone who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fact of the nature. It's
sure.
No one does anything wrong or bad in regard to that. It's just you have a
different preferences.
Different preferences. So the numbers that I was able to find, and this came from the Tax Foundation, and it's taxfoundation.org is the website if you'd like to look it up. But they have a nice chart that lists what the average sales tax per capita spend for all the various states is. And it's updated as new as 2020, I believe. So it's going to be relatively similar right now. And in Nebraska, that's 1.97%.
Okay.
And so with a little math, a little help from some people who are better at math than I am, I had to check my thinking with some bankers, and we adjusted that percentage, that 1.97%, for the potential increase in sales tax.
Okay.
And that jumps up to 2.11% if we add that half cent sales tax.
Okay.
Okay. The math gets a little murky, so you're just going to have to go with me on this.
We trust you.
But so what does this really get down to? Well, the median household income in North Platte is $54,000.
Okay.
So that means the middle of the road on household income is between $52,000 and $54,000 in North Platte.
And that's household income, not individual.
Right. And sometimes a household is an individual, and sometimes a household is two people, and sometimes it's three people.
Sure.
But anyway, the income is $54,000. And so right now, if you're at that median income of $54,000, your household is, you're paying on average about $1,064, a little under that, in sales tax annually. Now, this is different if you buy a car or
sure.
something like that, but this is averaged over time. So this is a time average over a decade or so.
Sure.
Okay. With the half cent sales tax increase from a potential rec center project, you would go from $1,064 up to $1,100 and slightly over $38. So that's a difference of about just a hair under $75 annually.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. So roughly, you're talking about $70 to $80 annually.
Right.
Wow.
Right. So you're thinking about somewhere around $7 a month.
Yeah.
Difference.
Okay. Very unnoticeable.
Right. Not very noticeable. Now let's look at folks who make $10 an hour. So they're making approximately $20,000 a year if they're mm-hmm. working full time at $10 an hour. The difference for them, I'll spare you all the numbers, is $27.58.
Okay.
Okay. So again, a largely insignificant number to
yeah.
their income, or around $2.25 a month, $2.25. Right?
Yeah, about $30 a year.
Exactly. And if you look at someone who makes, on the other end of the scale, $300,000 a year, you know, their total typical annual sales tax spend is just a hair under $6,000. And with this change, they would be spending $414, basically, more annually on sales tax. So I think it's fair to say that for the at least most income levels and most people, this half-cent sales tax is not going to affect their spending significantly, nor their quality of life.
And one thing I want to bring up with this too, Mayor Kelleher, and this has been brought up at the city council meetings and the work sessions in weeks previous too, when we go to other communities, we're paying this half-cent sales tax increase and potentially more in other communities. Gretna's the perfect example. McCook, even this week, it was brought up at the city council meeting last night, is putting this half-cent sales tax increase on their ballot in November to fund a pool of their own. So we go to these other communities, we're paying this half-cent sales tax. Why not have it paid here and have visitors help contribute to it as well for this wonderful facility that we could have?
Yep, I agree. But mostly, I would just like the people to decide.
Amen.
Because from the mayor's perspective, do I think we need to improve the rec center? Yes, I do. There's no question about that. However, I don't want this issue to become something that stymies our town from continuing to grow. And having a long-term battle about it has the potential to stymie our community in growth. So I want it resolved one way or the other. And that's why I'd like to see the people have the opportunity to decide. Because if in November the people vote and it's voted down, then the people have spoken.
They did.
And we're not going to talk about this again then for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, in 2 or 3 years, perhaps someone else will want to bring it up, and that's fine. But I'm not going to do it again for a while.
Yeah.
And because the people have spoken.
The thing that I want to bring up to Mayor Kelleher about this is the fact that this is a recommending body. This Wellness and Alliance Recreation Committee is a recommending body set up previously by the city council and by Mayor Livingston, your predecessor, but this is a recommending body that has done a lot of homework.
Yes, these folks have spent hours and weeks researching the options, pulling together data from studies that have been conducted throughout our community in the last decade, and they've just done a lion's share of work. It is just, it's really pretty stunning if you look at the files and documents that they've accumulated over time on this issue. It is a little irritating to have all their work disregarded sometimes, because you can't just come up with a random idea on a Thursday afternoon and think, oh, well, we should just do this. That will solve all the problems, when you have literally mounds of data to support what the community and has said on this issue. But again, that goes back to why I think it's important that the community decide this, because this project is not just the rec center. I mean, it's a rec center, it's an expansion and somewhat of a remodel of the Cody Park pool to include some items that many people across the community would like to see. And it's also a rebuild potentially of the skate park.
Yeah.
And the folks that have been working on having a better skate park for years now, not only are they supportive, but they've raised a lot of money to contribute to this effort.
They do. They have the large fund of their own with the Community Foundation over there at Mr. Seacrest's office.
That's right. The Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation holds quite a bit of money for them right now. And I think approaching $200,000, I believe, is what that figure is, although don't quote me on that. That's a significant amount of money that folks have spent a lot of time raising, and this is a great opportunity for another public-private partnership to occur in North Platte to produce something that's really fantastic and something that our community can be proud of. But it takes people getting together and really making things happen in our town to make things happen. Allow me to state the obvious, because, you know, that's what I like to do. But this is what we need to do. And let the people decide. That's the important issue in my mind. And if you watch the city council meeting last night, you'll hear the council members offer, most of them offer their opinions on what should happen with this project and where they think it should go. Now, at the end of the meeting, since I know we need to wrap up here, you're looking at your watch.
Oh, we've got another 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
We're not in a rush.
Okay, well, near the end of the meeting, or at the end of the discussion, I should say, it wasn't the end of the meeting. The meeting went on for an hour after we ended this discussion.
Far from over.
But we heard from quite a few people, students. We had some parents who kind of forced their kids to get up there. And a couple of them spoke really well, many of them. They all spoke very well. And I admire their courage. It takes some courage to get up there in front of the public and say your piece.
Yes.
And they did a fantastic job, and I'm proud of them for doing so.
It can be an intimidating thing in front of a packed room, in front of elected officials, and then hundreds more watching at home.
Exactly. And I looked on the YouTube video at one point. We had approaching 100 people watching that video.
Cool. And that was just live last night,
That was just live.
Yeah.
I've not looked at the views this morning, so I don't know where we stand. But anyway, my point is that, I've lost my point since we wandered off into talking about YouTube. This is all your fault, Tristan.
I was extremely impressed with several of our youth that you brought up, Mayor Kelleher, but also we had an individual last night. I can't recall her name, but she's a native of North Platte, worked in Kearney for a little while, just returned here recently, was very interested in the swimming as a young individual, back here coaching now, and she talked about the importance of having adequate facilities here in the city of North Platte for primarily pool, but that ties right into what we're talking about with this rec center project.
That's right. That's right. It does. And it's interesting to look at the comparisons across the state in these different rec center environments.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the mid-70s, North Platte had something that was pretty special and kind of unique in the state, really. But unfortunately, it stayed largely the same. And Mr. Barr and his crew have done just a yeoman's work keeping that rec center operating and keeping it going based on the budgets and things what they've had to work with over the years. They deserve an enormous amount of credit and often don't get mentioned or brought up. But
they've done a great job.
That building probably should have died out 10 years ago or somewhere around that without some major renovations, or at least the infrastructure of the building. The building itself is actually in pretty good shape except for the roof of the pool. It takes the community to come together to decide to do something, and that's the main reason I think it's so important that the people get the opportunity to decide where we go with this issue. And if the people decide that they don't want to do anything different, then as a council, we can take a different course of action to try to make that building last as long as we reasonably can and sort of minimize the expenses. But if we don't get really any voice from the people, then it's a little hard to know which direction the majority of folks want to go. Because on this issue, for example, I polled the council last week, or most of them, and say, hey, are you hearing a lot of people, are people calling you or writing you about this? And most of them said, it's actually been a pretty small number, and almost all of them have been in favor of making a change to the rec center. I said, okay, didn't think much about it. And then over the weekend, I think social media activated on this topic, and I polled folks again on Monday, and every one of them said, oh my gosh, our phones just lit up over the weekend and all of the people were talking and they wanted to, and I said, okay, well, what's the general tenor of what folks are saying? And they all said, well, again, largely positive, largely in favor. And which is kind of interesting because I keep a little sign up on my wall in the mayor's office.
Your tally note.
My
right?
tally note. Yeah. Okay. And it's the one that's hanging up there at Sustainable Beef, and it's almost even on Sustainable Beef. And if you count them, there's technically a statistically significant number of opinions on there. Mm-hmm. There's over 30, but it's not much over 30. And I keep that there to remind me that in our community, many times we have almost an even split. And that's, if you look at our country, it's often very similar, very, very even split. So when I hear folks comment, I generally think that, well, on most issues that are significant, there's probably roughly an even split. But there have been a couple in the time I've been mayor that evidence does not seem to be true. And this is one of them. You know, at the mall, for example, people seem to be overwhelmingly in favor of improving the mall. And this one, at least based on the evidence I have right now, people seem to be overwhelmingly in favor of improving the rec center. But the only way to know that for sure is to let the people decide.
Put it on the ballot in November. But that evidence would be supported from last night's meeting. I think we had roughly 30 individuals there at the council chambers, which was packed, testifying in support of putting this on the November ballot. And before we wrap up, Mayor Kelleher, I want to bring up a colleague of ours, Mr. Mitchell from the hospital, an elected official himself as a member of the Board of Education for the North Platte Public School District, spoke about this project as the CEO of the hospital, but also as a fellow elected official, and I was very energized by the transparency that Ivan shared, mentioning in a previous issue that he voted as a member of the Board of Education to put an item on the ballot, but then on his ballot, he voted against that issue. And I very much love the transparency from Ivan, great individual we're blessed to have here in our community, you know, kind of putting his money where his mouth is, so to speak, saying, hey, you might be against this project, but it's up to you as elected officials to put it on the ballot so that the public can have their say.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I also have to take this opportunity to, well, to say Ivan, who's my boss, is a really good guy. So I appreciate him showing up and doing that. But yeah. But I also want to take a moment and say to the council members, it's not easy. I mean, and those folks are going to earn their money this month. And it is not very much money. And they're taking a lot of calls, a lot of opinions, and they're going to get calls from people who are angry on both sides of this issue, and they have to listen to them. They mm-hmm. don't have much of a choice about that. And have to try to respond and try to provide them with the right information. And so I encourage people to reach out to your council people, send them an email, send them a note. Don't expect to call back instantly because sure. many times we're on the phone talking to someone or something like that when there's a contentious issue afoot.
Some of our council representatives work full-time too and have families and other things going on. So
That is correct. But I do still encourage you, reach out to your council members, let them know what you think, because even though we can say we've had a lot of interaction, the truth is we've probably heard from around at most 2,000 people.
Oh, wow.
And you think about it, that's probably 10% of North Platte.
Yeah, but that's still, wow, 2,000.
Yeah, and I'm just guessing. Sure. I don't know what the actual number is, but at most, it'd be right around that number. So
awesome.
Before we end, though, I got to talk about one little thing that happened at the end of the discussion.
Oh,
okay. So you may have noticed that Councilman Lucas voted to table the discussion.
Yep, seconded by Councilman Voles.
That's right. And so the issue was tabled until the next meeting. So we'll bring it back up at the meeting on August 16th. Probably won't take a lot of testimony at that meeting because everyone's kind of said their piece, I think,
issue.
But unless there's some facts that need to be clarified or something like that, then, of course, we'll have a little bit of input on those issues.
And as always, this is up to the discretion of the mayor.
That's correct. However, in the intervening period, I would invite people, please reach out to your council members and let them know what you think. And if you want to come to the meeting to show your support, you know, please do so. I would encourage people to come to meetings all the time. But Councilman Lucas tabled the discussion in part because Councilman Carmen wasn't able to be there last night. And I think Ty really felt that it was important that the entire council pass a vote on this issue.
I would agree.
Or have the opportunity, rather, I should say, to vote on this issue. And I agree with him. So that was the principal reason it was tabled last night. So if you were one of the kids there, let me speak directly to the kids for a second, and you saw the sort of the maneuvers of politics and the maneuvers of meetings, don't be disheartened. Don't worry. There will be a vote on this, and it will likely occur at the next council meeting. Now, I can't tell you how the vote's going to go because I don't know. And we never really know until the tally is counted.
Yeah.
But
a lot can happen between now and is it the 16th?
It's the 16th of August.
So a lot can happen between now and then.
So again, I encourage you, if you have a strong feeling about the rec center, and there's a lot to offer in the rec center, as well as the pool, as well as the skate park, reach out to your council members, let them know how you feel.
Now, Mayor Kelleher, if folks don't know who their council representative is or how to contact them, how can they learn to do so?
If you go onto the city's website, the City of North Platte website, you can just Google City of North Platte website. The URL is kind of confusing, so I'm not going to say it because someone will write it down wrong. But just Google City of North Platte website and go click on the council link, and you can see their basic contact information there.
And Mayor Kelleher, before we wrap up, there may be some folks in our community that are a little disheartened about last night's discussion, and there was some negativity by the council as well, and somewhat of an indication that this may not pass. This is in jeopardy in a lot of ways. So what would you say to those folks that are feeling a little disheartened this morning?
Well, reach out to your council member and let them know how you feel. And also, in a representative democracy or a constitutional organization like our country is, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Very promising to hear. Mayor Kelleher, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, have a great day, everybody. It's going to be nice outside. Get out there and enjoy the last few weeks of summer because school starts pretty soon.
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it? And about 10 degrees cooler today than it was yesterday, so it's going to feel pretty darn good.
It's beautiful out there right now.
Mayor Kelleher, as always, we appreciate the time, but most importantly, appreciate the transparency and the great work you do for our wonderful city.
Thanks, Tristan. Hope you have a great day.